Thought this morning is God gave all. And when you think about that word all, it means everything. It's everything. It's a totality. It's the whole. It's holy. It means that there's nothing that was excluded. That's what all is. Think about maybe in a natural sense, there was a time in my life when I was courting my wife, and I put my everything in it. There was not anything that I was holding back in my endeavor to win her heart. I put everything in it. There wasn't not anything that I held in reserve, or I'm going to save this one for a rainy day. No, I put my all in it in an effort to win her. You know, I felt like that was, I was following God's leading, but it was something that I didn't hold anything back. I was all in for that. Thought about another example, maybe in a natural sense, maybe some that have ever had a desire to accomplish something. Maybe it's to own a business or to have a restaurant or something like that. And if there was somebody that came along that says, I see this dream that you have, that you want to establish, whatever it is that you want to do, I'm going to back you 100%. I'm going to give you every single resource that you would ever need. And as you endeavor to build this business or whatever it is, I'm going to, whatever you lack, I'm going to give it to you. You don't ever have to worry about anything. Everything that you need for it is going to be provided. If somebody was passionate about what they wanted to start, they would be elated, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
They would say, wait, let me make sure. Maybe they would say, let me check. Make sure I heard you right. I just want to make sure that I understand what you just told me. You are willing to back me 100% in what I'm trying to do? Thank you. You know, and you would find it very strange if in a situation like that, somebody said, you know what, I really appreciate that, but I'm going to say no. I'm gonna pass on that. You know, you would like, what? Something wrong? What's going on? Why? That's something that it just seems like you would just. It's a no-brainer, so to speak, right? It would just be something that you would say, I thank you so much, and I just, you know, there's been many, no doubt, businesses and efforts that people have tried to get started. But they fizzled out because they ran out of resources. Yeah. Or just things just didn't work out like they thought it should be. But I think about in life and in the things that God did for his creation.
Yeah.
Everything that God did for us as human beings, we think about especially those of us that live under the grace dispensation. What he gave his best.
Yes.
He didn't hold anything back for us. Right. He gave his only son.
Yes.
In addition to everything that we have, he gave it. I mean, when you think about and when you consider that this morning, what else would, could there be anything that was such a great value that he didn't give? Like, if you're willing to do that, what else? I mean, there's nothing that he would hold back.
That's right.
There's a verse of a song that we sing, number 67, the third verse, or the second verse. It illustrates that this morning. It says, I came to the Lord for release. When burdened with guilt and with sin, he cleansed me. And he gave me his peace. His spirit is to witness within. So it's something that all of us at one point in time, those of us that have accepted the Lord in our hearts, we recognize I need something. And it was something that he already had prepared that he gave for us. He gave his best. He gave his only son to make it possible for you and I to be released from the burden and the guilt of sin that we all carried around with us. And if that, when we think about it, that's not all. He gave everything for us. And the scriptures bear that out. I'd like to begin in the 17th chapter of Acts. Begin reading at verse 24 through verse 27. Acts 17:24.
God that made the world.
God that made the world.
And all things therein.
And all things therein.
Seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth,
dwelleth not in temples made with hands.
Neither is worship with man's hands.
Neither is worship with man's hands.
As though he needed anything.
As though he needed things.
Seeing he giveth to all life.
Seeing he giveth to all life.
And breath.
And breath.
And all things.
And all things.
And have made of one blood.
And have made of one blood all nations.
Of men,
for to dwell on all the face of the earth,
and have determined the time before appointed,
and the bounds of their habitation,
that they should seek the Lord,
and haply they might fill after him,
and find him.
Though he be not far from every one. He made the world and all the things therein. When I talk about he gave all. Well, you know, it's something that all of us yet enjoy today. It's something that we enjoy because God, in thinking about his creation, he wanted the best for us. Right, and when we think about it, it's wonderful. When we think about the world that we live in and all the beauties that there are, that you can go up to the top of the mountains and you can see and look at all, and you can just seem like you can see far ways. And then you can go out to the sea or to the beach and you can look and see, and all you see is ocean. And then some of the other creations that you can just, the marvel of God's hand, they're all over the world. He gave that for us. He gave it for us to be able to enjoy while we are here in this life. He did that for each and every one of us, his creation. And you know, it had, none of us contributed in any way, did we? I mean, we weren't even around, but he did all this by the work of his hands. And it's something that he didn't need us. He didn't have to consult us. I mean, we weren't even here, right? He did this all. He gave his all for us. And then he made us as human beings. He formed us out of the dust of the ground, breathed the breath of life into us. That neither is a worship with man's hands in that 25th verse, as though he didn't need any of our help anyways. That's the point, right? But seeing he gave to all life and breath and all things. Yes. So he gave all this to us, and then he brought us into it, and he gave us life to be able to enjoy as we go through this life. Yes. And it didn't stop there. He has made of one blood, all nations. God gave it. You know, when you fathom that in your, how can it be that, you know, all of us, God made us one blood, all nations, one blood. And he set the bounds, the boundaries of where we can go. You know, you think about mankind, they want to go to the moon and they want to go out in space and all these things. You know what? That's set to God's limits. Yes. We're only going to be able to go as far as God lets us go because he created all of this. Yes. And you know, but he gave it to his creation. Yes. He gave it to all of us to hear to live. And you know what? That's not all. He set all this up and then he offered help to us. It said in that 27th verse that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from any one of us. So he gave us all this, and then he said, I'm going to be here to help you as you go through this life. I'm going to be right here with you. So when we ponder that, this is what God, you know, the writer says, he made the world and he governs it. So we all see that. That's visual proof of what God did for all of us. And it also, it lets us know and it convinces us that of his power and his might, because we can see it in the world around us. And we can recognize his mercy and his blessings upon each and every one of us individually. Right? So he's in charge of all this. He's given it all to us. And he created all of it. And he's given it to us. And everything that we have, you know, it's available. God provided everything. He gave all for us. You know, and we think about every resource that we have in a natural sense, it came from God. But you know what? The most important thing he gave to us was to be able to prosper spiritually. He gave an opportunity for us, for each and every one of us, that we could have a relationship. He sent his son, right? He gave everything, including his son, to say, I'm going to make it possible for you to live in this world, to be able to live in a way that's pleasing and honoring to me above all that's going on all around you. And throughout whatever circumstances and situations that you might face in your life, I have something for you. There is not anything that we can go through or deal with in life that God hasn't made a provision for. He gave us everything. And it's all available for each and every one of us. You know, just to name something, he brought deliverance through his son. Right? These are some of the things that we enjoy that he had made available to us. He made it possible that we could consecrate our lives to him. He made it possible so that as we go through this life that we could have joy. We can have joy. You know, that we can have a love in our hearts. We've been talking about charity in Sunday school. Throughout all the things that go on in life, that we can still have a love and a care and a kindness for our fellow man? Yes. That's because he gave everything. He made it possible for all of these things. He made it possible for me to be able to have peace. In this world? He gave it to us. He can give me an assurance to know that in the midst of everything that's going on all around us, all the chaos and all the evil of men's hearts, that I can have peace in my heart and know that all is well. As long as I stay in tune with God, I'll be all right. He made that possible. You know what? He gave it all. And if I go through this life and I recognize that I need something, I can go to him. And say, well, maybe I don't have the peace that I used to have. I can go in for some more. You know, as I go through life and maybe my long suffering is getting a little low. You know, maybe somebody that I used to be able to just, the things that they did to me, they didn't bother me. But maybe now they start to they get at you a little bit. They start to affect you a little ways. You can say, Lord, I need some more long-suffering. He made it possible for me as I go through this life. I can get some more. What about a little bit of gentleness? A little kindness? A little patience? All of these things. You know, we do not have to lack for anything. God made it possible for us to have whatever we need. There's no, I can't say, well, Lord, I did this or that because I was a little short. Well, we can go right to the source and say, Lord, I need some more. And you know what? He'll provide it for us. Maybe I need a little bit more temperance or strength or help, whatever it might be. You fill in the blank. I don't know. But you know what? Whatever it is, God has it. He gave all for us. So whatever we need, we can get it from God. It's available to each and every one of us. We sung a song this morning, All in Jesus. That's what it is. It's all available to us in Jesus. And one of the verses, it says, there's what? There's peace and there's joy in the Lord today, more than all in this world of sin. There's a happy life in the holy way. Praise the Lord, I'm intervening. That's all possible because of God. God made that all possible for us. That every day, every single day. Thank you, Lord. That I can wake up and in spite of all the, you read the news or you might get alerts about everything that's going on, that I don't have to be troubled about all of that. There's peace and joy in the Lord because He gave everything for us to be able to have that. And then the last verse, it says, all is grace. We need grace as we go through this life. We don't have to run on empty. We can say, Lord, I need some more. I need a little bit more grace. All this grace is free as the air. We don't have to worry about running out of air, do we? Unless we maybe overexert ourselves and we're trying to grasp some air. But Lord, we don't even think about it, do we? We just breathe. To think that God can pour in the grace that we need. His grace is free as the air we breathe, that we can each have a full supply. That no matter what I'm going through in this life, my grace meter can always be on full. Because He gave all. He made it possible for me to be able to have, not just me, for all of us to be able to have it. But there's something, if I'll obey. If we will obey and His word believe, see, then He'll prepare us to dwell on high. There's always something, there's always a part that I play in. See, God has made all this available. It's like the one that says, you want, I'll give you every resource that you could possibly have, but I got to accept it. I got to be willing to do what, you know, maybe there's some requirements. This is all available, but you have to do this, this, and this. It's all here for us, isn't it?
Yeah.
He gave everything for us, but we got to really be willing to do what He says. Yeah. It's free, and if we will obey and His word believe, He'll prepare us to dwell on high. You know, even if we were around when God created the world, there is nothing that we could have contributed to it that would have made it any better. He didn't need us.
No.
Does He need us now?
No.
Well, think about that. You know, when He created all of this, that however many thousands of years, it's still going on.
Yes.
Despite everything that mankind has done to destroy it, everything is still working fine. When's the last time you woke up and wondered if it was going to be light in the morning? If the sun was going to be shining? We don't worry about it, do we? So when God did all that, He didn't consult me. I wasn't even thought of then. But the point is, He didn't need us. There was nothing that we could contribute. Because He's the giver not only of that, but He's the giver of life. You know, and here's, so now, as He's the giver of all that, now I have an opportunity to give something.
Yes.
I have an opportunity. He gave all, but now I can give something.
Yes.
I can say, Lord, take my week.
Yes.
Take me. Take my life and let it be. You gave everything for me.
Yes.
Now, what am I willing to give to You? You know, in all of this, we still have a choice. We have to say, Lord, I recognize everything that You've given for me, and I accept it with all the conditions that You have given me in Your word.
Amen.
And one of them being, Lord, if I give You my life and allow You to lead and guide and direct me, then everything that You've made available, that's I can have it.
Yes.
And you know what? As we go through this life, if we don't make that choice, if we don't say, Lord, I recognize all that you've given me, and the thing that I can give you, I'm going to give it back. You know, that's... we're missing out. If we don't do that, we're missing out. We're missing something. He's made everything available to us. You know, and to be able to fully enjoy all of the benefits of all that he has given us, we have to give something. Right? It's something that I have to say, Lord, thank you for all that you provided. I want to take full advantage of everything. And in order to take full advantage, then I have to say, Lord, here, I'm giving what I can. I'm giving it to you. I'm giving it to you because I want all the benefits. I want all the blessings. I don't want to live beneath my privilege. And you know what? When we're not willing to give God what he requires of us, then we're living beneath everything that he's provided for us. Don't miss out. God has it for each and every one of us. You know, we serve a God that he's an all or nothing God. That's just in Revelation, the third chapter and the 15th and its 16th verse. He says, I know thy works, that thou art neither hot or cold. I would that you were cold, hot or cold. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither hot or cold, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. God says, if you're not going to give me all, then don't give me anything. He's not one of those. He's not a halfway God. You know, go back to, I mentioned the example when I was courting my wife. I put everything in it. I wasn't like half-hearted in it. God wants us to be all in. Lord, I want, in order to get all the benefits that he's provided for us, we have to be willing to give him all. It's not something that we can hold back. We can't hold back things from God. Let's go to Psalms, the 84th chapter and the 11th verse.
For the Lord God is a
sun and a shield.
The Lord will give grace and glory.
He'll give grace and he'll give glory.
No good thing will he withhold.
And no good thing will he withhold.
From them that walk upright.
That them which walk upright. No good thing will he withhold from them that he gave all. But again, there's something I got to do.
Yeah.
I got to walk uprightly.
Yeah.
I got to live before him in a way that's pleasing and honoring to him. And you know what? He's not going to hold anything back. Everything that is available to him, he'll provide it as I need it.
Yeah.
And remember, though, it might not be everything that I want.
Yeah.
Because his concern is for my soul. Right? So always, and we have to remember in our minds, as we go through this life, we live in a life of natural things, but it's the most important concern is spiritual things.
Yes.
So it said, there's no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly, but the good things are good for my soul.
Yes.
So he sees that there's something that I desire naturally that's going to be a detriment to my soul, then he has the right to withhold it.
Yes.
But he's given all. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk upright. You know what he gives? He gives grace. He saved us by grace. And you know what? He keeps us by grace.
Yeah.
Right? And it says, he give, in that verse it says he giveth more grace. So all of that is available to us when I meet his conditions.
Yes.
Going back to that song, number 67, in the first and the third verse, It says, in Jesus, I found a sweet rest from sorrow, from toil, and from care. In Him I am happy and blessed, for He all my burdens doth bear. I found in me endeavoring to walk uprightly. These are in God giving everything for me. He made it possible that I can have sweet rest. That I can be free from sorrow and toil and from care. Because those are things that I can lay at His feet.
Yes.
That I don't have to carry those things. I don't have to bear those things. And you know what? If I'm doing that, I'm living beneath the privilege that He's provided. Because one of the provisions He made for us, the reason He gave all, is so that we can give those things to Him. So we don't have to bear them. From sorrow, from toil, and from care, and that in Him I can be happy and blessed. Because I can just say, Lord, here's my burden. I'm not even going to try to bear it. I'm just going to give it to You. And you know what? When we say, Lord, I'll give You a pass this time. I'm going to just bear it all myself this time. We're not taking advantage of what He provided. He gave everything. And part of Him giving everything is the fact that I don't have to bear my burdens alone. That I can lay them at His feet. And so if I'm doing that this morning, you don't have to give them to God. But they're so big and they just seem impossible. Give them to God.
Yes.
We're talking about the One that created everything.
Yes.
He has everything at His disposal.
Yes.
And He has made it available to us, His trusting children. And in that same song, in the third verse, does that mean that as I go through life that everything is going to be wonderful? Everything is going to be easy? I'm never going to have any problems? No, that's not life. It says, though many the troubles I meet. So as I go through this life and I meet some trouble, He's right there with me.
Yeah.
He's right there with me to keep me and to help me along. And I can sit at His glorified feet and let Him be my joy and song.
Yeah.
So that am I going to have some trouble? Yes, I'm going to have some trouble. But He'll be right there with me because He's given everything for me. And if He's right there holding me up. If He need to carry me, He'll carry me. If He need whatever we stand in need of, God can provide that for us this morning. Let's look at another verse in Romans. We made reference to this, but this is a scripture bearing proof to the fact of what we've already made known. Romans, the 8th chapter and the 32nd verse.
He spared not his own son. But delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him? Also freely give us all things.
He spared not his own son, but gave him up for all of us. And again, if He was willing to do that, how? Why would He not freely give us all things? I made mention of that earlier. What more? I mean, what greater significance? What more? How close can you get? He gave His Son. He's given everything. There's not anything that He's going to hold back from us. The writer said this, the sacrifice of His only begotten Son purchased every blessing that mankind can need that the hand of God can dispense. And you know what? As we get closer and closer and closer to God, you know what? We there's no doubt. There's no concern about how much He loves us, is there? Because we can look back over our lives and recognize His hand and know He's been with us all along. And wherever He takes us through, that He's still going to be right there with us. We have an assurance to know because He's proven His love over and over and over and over again. If He spared not His Son, shall He not also freely give us all things. Let's go to 2 Peter, the first chapter and the third verse.
According as his divine power has given unto us all things.
According as his divine power has given us all things.
That pertain unto life and godliness.
That pertain unto life and godliness.
Through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory.
Through the knowledge of him who hath called us to glory and virtue. According to his divine power have given unto us all things. He gave all things that pertain to, again, life and God. His concern is for spiritual things.
Yes.
So we think about life and godliness. We're talking about how to help us in this life to live in a way that's pleasing and honoring to him so that we can prepare for the life to come. That's his greatest concern. He's going to bless us in some natural things as well. But his most important concern is for our spiritual life now and the life to come. And he's going to give us everything that we need that pertains to life and godliness. So as I'm endeavoring to, by God's grace, to please and honor him, whatever I need, Lord, to be more like you, he's given it all for me that I just need to put in a request for it. Say, Lord, I need some more, whatever it might be. Help me. Lord, I don't want to take everything that you've given for granted. I don't want to turn my back on it. I want to take full advantage of everything that you have provided. There is no moral means which have ever been used that have such power as the gospel. There's nothing more great than what God has provided for us. That has changed the character and the destiny of man. There's nothing else that has ever been introduced in this world that has done and had the effect like the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
For him and what he provided for us, it's undefeated.
Yes.
There's nothing that can compare to it. And he's called each and every one of us out of darkness into his marvelous light for a specific purpose. Each and every one of us, in all that God gave for us and his desire for us to give back to him, there's something specific that he has for each and every one of us. That it's my responsibility, it's our responsibility, each one, to find out, Lord, what is it? What's your divine purpose for my life? Because I want to fulfill it. Recognize the Lord, you gave all to me. And you had something specific in mind for me that I want to be able to fulfill. You know, the fact is that what God has for you, nobody else can do. He may, God in his wisdom and his mercy, he'll find ways to work. But there's something specific that God has for each and every one of us. And help us to be found doing that.
Yes.
It's tailor-made for each and every one of us individually. So I made the scripture here. It makes the point that there's nothing else has ever been introduced that has had the impact of Jesus.
Yeah.
And God and the Son and his Son and all and the change that he has made to mankind for thousands of years. So you're not going to find a better option anywhere. There's nowhere else where somebody is going to offer you what God has offered. There's nowhere. Even the disciples, when they were having some conversations with Jesus in John, the, the sixth chapter and in the 60th verse. They was having some conversations. There was some things, there was some dialogue back and forth. There were things that were going on, and they said, this is difficult. I'm not going to say that we don't have some difficult times, but do you have any better options? Is there anywhere else where you've been offered the freedom to be released from the chains of sin and to provide everything that you need to live this life victoriously and then to be able to make heaven your home? Nowhere else. So the disciples are talking about there's some hard sayings. Who can hear this in John 60 and 6 and 60? Would you read that, please?
Many therefore of his disciples,
when they had heard this,
said,
"This is a hard saying.
Who can hear it?"
And then when you go down to verse 67 and 68.
Then said Jesus unto the disciples,
in the midst of all these things that's going on, they taught him this is some hard sayings now. So then he turned to his disciples and he said,
"Will you also go away? You
going to go away too?"
Simon Peter answered him,
Lord,
whom shall we go?
Where are we going to go?
Thou hast the words of eternal life.
There's no better option anywhere. Hey, even the disciples recognize that. And all the time that has passed from then until now, there's nothing that's come along that's any better. The words to eternal life are still in this book. Despite all the changes that's happened in our world and all the things that mankind is trying to do to change it, not so. All of it's still found in this word, right? Thou hast the words of eternal life. There's nowhere else to go. There's no better option anywhere else than what God did for us. He gave all. He gave all for us, His creation. You know, it's wonderful to know this. But you know what? Unless we utilize it and put it into practice, what good is it?
Right.
You can say yes. You might add, yeah, I know. I know Jesus sent His Son and He died and He made all these provisions for me. But if I don't take advantage of them, what good is it doing for me? You say, well, not today. I want to take advantage of it, but not today. One day, I will. You know, today is the day.
Yes.
Now is the accepted time. You know, there's a verse of Scripture that talks about in the day that you hear His voice, harden not your heart. You know, that applies to the sinner and it also applies to the saint. Because if God has suffering that He's offering us, and He's tapping us on the shoulder, it's up to us to respond to it. He's given all. He's given all to us, and it's available for us. Will you accept it? And if you don't accept it, then you're not taking full advantage of all that God has provided. I desire your prayers. I appreciate your time and your attention this morning. I want to take advantage of God giving everything for me and being able to tap into that. When He taps me on the shoulder and say, brother, you need a little bit more of this. You need a little bit more grace. You need a little bit more patience. You need a little bit more long-suffering. Lord, help me, Lord. I'm here, willing to receive. I desire your prayers. Appreciate your time and your attention.